KORN News Radio Sports for this Tuesday, November 11th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Major League Baseball said yesterday they've authorized gaming operators to cap bets on individual pitches at $200 and also exclude them from parlays. This comes a day after two Cleveland Guardian pitchers were indicted and accused of rigging pitches at the behest of gamblers. Major League Baseball said Monday that the limits were agreed to by sportsbook operators representing more than 98% of the U.S. betting market. The league said in a statement that pitch-level bets on the outcome of pitch velocity and of balls and strikes present heightened integrity risks because they focus on one-off events that can be determined by a single player and can be inconsequential to the outcome of the game. Athletic slugger Nick Kurtz, the unanimous choice for American League Rookie of the Year, plus Atlanta Braves catcher Drake Baldwin, the winner in the National League. The 22-year-old first baseman for the A's, Kurtz, hit 36 home runs, drove in 86 RBIs, hit 290 over 117 games this season. Meanwhile, the 24-year-old catcher Baldwin for Atlanta played 124 games this year for the Braves, hit 19 home runs with 80 RBIs and a 274 average. In a bit of a snooze fest, the Eagles would defeat the Packers last night, Monday Night Football 10-7. It was Jalen Hurts throwing a 36-yard touchdown pass to Devontae Smith. That was Philadelphia's only touchdown. The Packers kicker Brandon McManus tried to tie the game with a 64-yard field goal as time expired, but fell several yards short. Green Bay's lost two in a row. That now drops the Packers to third place in the NFC North behind the Bears and the Lions. Packers have a 5-3 record. The New York Giants have fired their head coach, Brian Daboll. That move comes one day after the Giants blew a late lead, losing to the Bears 24-20. The Giants now just 2-8 on the season. They've lost four in a row since they beat the Philadelphia Eagles back about a month ago. Giants offensive coordinator Mike Kafka, he's been named the interim coach. Joe Burrow's return to practice with the Cincinnati Bengals. His appearance yesterday now opens up a 21-day window for him to return to the lineup. Burrow is eligible to be activated during that 3 weeks. However, head coach Zach Taylor says Burrow will not play this Sunday at Pittsburgh. The Bengals have lost 6 of 7 since Burrow suffered a toe injury in mid-September that required surgery. Denver Broncos linebacker Alex Singleton has recently underwent surgery for testicular cancer. He played against the Raiders just 4 days after learning of his diagnosis. Singleton will miss the upcoming game against the Kansas City Chiefs, but hopes to return later this season. Houston has taken the top spot in the AP Top 25 college basketball poll this week, moving up one spot. Number one, Purdue, moves down to number two. Connecticut is at 3, Duke is at 4, and Arizona comes in at number 5. Arizona jumped up 8 spots after defeating Florida last week, while Alabama climbed 7 spots after he went on Saturday versus St. John's. College basketball tonight, so number 12 Louisville hosts number 9 Kentucky, 7 p.m. on ESPN. Number 11 Texas Tech will be at number 14 Illinois, 7:30 on FS1. And number 19th ranked Gonzaga hosts number 23rd ranked Creighton, 9 p.m. tonight on ESPN.